This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. USA, baby, it's a big old land with countless dreams.
It is still a big old land with countless dreams.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
That's a positive, isn't it? We're in America. The United States of America.
Yeah.
Greatest country on the face of the earth.
We've got it good.
Exactly right. In fact, a texter responds to another listener who said, too much doom and gloom from you guys, saying, to that doom and gloom texter, there's no better country to go to. So stop trying to turn this country into a European Schiff show. I don't know what a Schiff show is, do you?
I believe that's a wordplay there.
Seriously.
Yeah. Added a couple of S, took out a T, you're good to go.
If you don't like it, you leave. And I think this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're here to defend it, protect it, stand up for it every single day.
And sadly, there is some doom and gloom things that are, you know, you can't ignore. Diesel fuel shortages and, I mean, the catastrophic things that we're looking at here. You know, sorry to be the bearer of the bad news, but no one else is.
There's something called reality.
Yeah, sorry.
Has to take this stuff on.
Wish we could be sunshine and lollipops every day, but fortunately we're not in that realm right now.
Texter says, just the other day marked the 100th anniversary of the passing of John Moses Browning, considered the father of the semi-automatic firearm. I'm using designs built by him over a century ago. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Another texter says, didn't the great book called the Bible have something about all citizens in Revelation will be assigned a number? Another listener, they won't confiscate guns, they will harass and control ammo manufacturing. What do you think of that?
I think that's valid.
You do,
guns, right? Guns are useless without you know, ammunition.
Yeah.
But, you know, remember Obama tried that? He bought what, a billion rounds of 9mm, said, for the military or whatever, and like 6 months later, no problem. That was another thing. You try and you do these tactics, and you put a little, you know, you're not putting the any real answers to anything. All you're doing is putting the fear of that into us, going, whoa, all right, well, I better go stock up on 9mm, which I did. You know, it's like, so now what?
I think the market fixes that.
You're exactly.
Yeah, I really do.
Yep.
I don't think, I mean, they can try and play their games, but I think the market fixes that. I really do. Gail says, Scott, you said the Constitution will protect this from happening. Has everyone not seen when this president is doing things right now? Judge, give the order to not do something, and the Biden administration just ignores it, doesn't comply with it. It's happening all the time. I hear you. Isaac sends a note. There's good news all over. It's just never represented or spoken out. There's adoptions that happen every day. New life is born. Hardworking people go to work to feed themselves and their family every day. The homeless are taken in and blessed. Neighbors helping neighbors. The lost are searched for until found. The gospel is preached all over. So much to be thankful for. So many unsung heroes. It's a good point.
Amen.
Thank you for that. And I think sharing the commentary from Isaac passes for something positive on the program today, too. This listener says, how can we not feel negative and pessimistic with Biden and his administration seemingly out to destroy the USA? Another, it's not doom and gloom to the Democrats, it's happiness and winning to them. Somebody wants me to read the Second Amendment. I could do that. I can do that. Let me pull out the Constitution here while we talk to Paul in Detroit Lakes. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
I turned the radio on kind of late, and you guys had already talked about Biden and maybe something he said over the weekend. I don't know if it was the same, what I heard on Friday about him saying that it's 666 that we allow semi-automatics to be sold. Did he say something else this weekend?
No, it was the same. It was in front of the fire hall in Nantucket.
Okay, well, here's my comments. First of all, cops do not prevent crime. They only come after the crime has been committed. They never prevent crimes from happening. They come after. Now, Biden is blaming the guns for these shootings. Is he blaming the knives for those stabbings in Idaho? No.
No.
He's not.
No.
No. But, you know, it isn't the gun that's causing these shootings, it's the person behind the gun. It's mental health issues.
Well, we know that.
Simple.
Yeah, most people know that.
Yeah, the left doesn't get that, though.
Yeah.
It's always the object they blame. Always.
Scott, don't give them any credit. Hey, they know. They just want control. They know what the deal is, but their narrative is just to get all of their voters to believe what they're saying, which is a bunch of lies.
I also think, to your point, this is about playing to their base.
Yes.
They also know there's no chance. There's no chance
right.
They accomplish what they're looking for.
Right. And like Uncle Ted said, Ted Nugent, if guns kill people, all my guns are defective.
Yeah, exactly. Love Ted.
Oh, is he the best or what?
Yeah.
No kidding. Great points, Paul. Thank you for the call.
Well, you know, and if guns killed people, how many people would be dead after the last 2 weeks in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota? There's, I mean, well over 2 million firearms in the woods and fields of those three states. Wisconsin, exactly. Add that in. You know, why aren't the hunters all dead? Why don't their guns shoot them?
That's exactly right.
Great points, Paul. Thank you for that. Good to hear from you. Text her earlier, and by the way, you can call us at 271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. Text 237-1590, call 271-1100. You can also call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. Somebody asked that I read the Second Amendment. I'll do it after we talk to Jason. Go ahead, Jason. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Hey, well,
the one and only.
I'm calling from out east here, and I just about had it with those damn Republicans. So I'm sorry. I was calling another show.
We heard you were tied up till 20 after, so we thought.
I was tied up. No rest for the wicked for an ex-congressman, I'll tell you. Trying to sell a book, you know, writing a newsletter at Substack. I thought I was retired.
I love the newsletter, by the way. Just saw the reaction.
I am getting great response to that. So I think I tapped into something that hopefully wasn't being tapped into, but it's at jasonlewis.substack.com. And basically a little, as you and I have talked over the years, sort of like inside baseball on having served in Congress, having been a commentator like the great Scott Henin, how do you put the two together? What did you learn? And that's really sort of the last newsletter, the reaction to the president's announcement. I did a podcast on the special counsel appointment. And I've got one that you'll appreciate coming up pretty soon. I think I'll title it Silly Libertarians. Yeah, it's amazing. This is a great advantage of actually having been in the arena, Scott. And when you get there, you do learn things, and you do realize that you can't let the perfect become the enemy of the good, but that you've got to deal with a country where half the population have turned over to the dark side of socialism. So you do what you can do. And so Trump found himself, like I did, stuck between the rhinos that we all know about that basically capitulate on everything, but also those who demand absolute purism. And it becomes a real challenge to get something done because of that.
Yeah, also gives us, Fetterman as a U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, for crying out loud. short break. Back with more with Jason Lewis after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. We'll continue after this, 16 past the hour.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you talk to the people that own a hot spring spa or one of those Finley Osanas, they will tell you it's life-changing. It's a great wellness product. And right now, believe it or not, at hot spring spas and pool tables too, when you buy a hot spring spa, what is today? 28th? We're getting down there. This month and this month only, it's ending soon. You buy the hot tub, you get the sauna. I said it. It's the real deal. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, next to Spitfire in West Fargo. On the expressway in Bismarck and in front of the Grand Cities Mall and the Grand Forks. One more time. You buy the hot tub, you get a sauna free. So hurry in for that deal while it lasts. 21 past the hour, Jason Lewis is here. Mr. Minnesota, Minnesota's Mr. Wright, as a matter of fact, and now author of a great book as well. We talked to him recently about the book. So let's talk a little bit about the reaction. The greatest threat comes not from Trump, but those who detest him. What did you mean there?
Well, look at what they've done versus look at what Trump did. If you talk to a classic never-Trumper, they'll go through all of the little idiosyncrasies from 45, and they are idiosyncratic, to be sure. He's at different times, called for different leaders, and he's certainly different. But when you ask them, okay, specifically, what didn't you like? Did you not like the deregulation? Did you not like the Tax Cut and Jobs Act? Did you not like getting tough on the border or with China, getting us out of endless war? What didn't you like? And you hear this deafening silence. So it becomes this politics of personality, really, is the only reason they don't like Trump. But then you dig down a little deeper and you get to something they're hiding, and that is some particular policy that they really didn't like but they don't want to say. Then you realize what they really are not conservatives. They're not on the America First. They're not on the American First agenda. That's what they don't really like. They don't like getting tough with China. They're globalists. They don't like stopping endless war. They're regime change, Liz Cheney types. But they don't want to say that, so they focus on Trump's personality. And that's why they can't be trusted. And if you look at what Trump did that people disagree with on the right, which is very little, versus what the never-Trumpers did, try to overthrow the will of the people in the 2016 election by weaponizing the FBI, weaponizing the DOJ, going after parents who are domestic terrorists for opposing CRT, doing all of the underhanded garbage, taking away due process rights to the January 6th protesters, whether you like them or not, and I didn't agree with everything they did. They still have due process, but now they're squandering in the jail. They're much greater a threat to civil liberties than anything Trump ever did. And that was the essence of the Substack newsletter, available at jasonlewis.substack.com.
So those who detest him they didn't vote for him before, and they're not about to vote for him again. They're not of us.
They're not of us, and they're willing to usurp our civil liberties. Prove it. Again, I mean, these are the people that are in bed with Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell now, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's weaponizing the FBI. You really trust those people, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and Bill Kristol and the whole Steve Schmidt and all these old Republican consultants and the idiot Rick Wilson? You trust those people more than Trump? Are you serious? Get out of here.
Does Trump need them? He doesn't need them to win.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see. I think there's a battle for the soul of the Republican Party right now. And I think the never-Trumpers are looking at the midterms as an opportunity to not kick Trump out of the arena, kick America First out of the arena. But, you know, I have a line in there that kind of says it all, Scott, and that is these people aren't traitors to the Republican Party. They are traitors to the cause of American sovereignty hiding behind a Ukrainian lapel pin. And I believe that with all my heart. So read it. I think you'll find it interesting whether you agree with it or not. And it really isn't about whether you endorse Trump or not. It's about a battle for the soul of the party. Are we a party now that represents getting tough on the border, getting tough with China, getting out of endless wars that have no direct national security threat, putting an end to fentanyl abuse through China and the border, making certain that we put American manufacturing first? Is that our party? Or are we a party of Mitt Romney, Wall Street, regime change globalists who love to farm out our manufacturing to China because it looks good on their next quarter bottom line? That's it.
Since we talked last, obviously Trump has announced, do you see any formidable, if not Trump, who is going to be that formidable opponent?
I served with Ron DeSantis. He's a great guy. He's shown great courage. He's done a great job for Florida. But what I've said in the past is anybody looks great before they get in the Klieg lights. Once they're getting the Klieg lights, then people are going to find things. They're going to say, oh, why didn't you tell me this before? So be very wary. And I'm not saying it's going to happen with Ron. Who knows? I think he's got a lot of time ahead of him. I think his single biggest drawback to announcing now is it will look too opportunistic. People will say, well, you just got reelected governor. It was Charlie Crist Wright. You were just using this as a platform to run for president. Fix Florida permanently, then run in 28 or whenever. Who knows? This is not an endorsement of Trump so much as it is an endorsement of America First, which I heartily believe in. You know, I was talking about those silly libertarians, which I used to call myself one. There's been a metamorphosis happening and a return to sort of an America First populism, which I think has been healthy and certainly made me rethink some things. So I talk a lot about it in the book, Party Animal, that we can't go on with this sort of ideological affinity for globalism and still preserve our sovereignty, which is the last best hope of freedom in the globe. So, you know, do tariffs raise the prices on some goods to consumers? Maybe, but it keeps America free. I mean, you know, this whole tariff debate is interesting, Scott. The Wall Street Journal keeps saying, we can't have any tariffs. Trump's tariffs are bad. So you're arguing for a zero tariff tax, and that's what a tariff is. It's a tax. When have you heard the Wall Street Journal or anybody else offer a zero income tax? We ought to be increasing the tariff tax so we can reduce American income taxes on American producers. That's actually what the framers had in mind. Before 1913, there was no federal income tax. All the revenue raised was on foreign consumption. So those are the sorts of things that we're sort of rehashing out in the party as to what we're going to stand for. And that's the great debate, no matter who the candidate is.
Real quick, let's get Dana in here with a comment. We have a minute left. Dana, your question for Jason Lewis?
It's not a question. I was listening to the War Room, the last slot of the 9 o'clock hour, and Jason Lewis was talking about the soul of the Republican Party. Mike Lindell was on there, and he said he's 100% in on running for the RNC chair. So I just want to kind of implore your audience as the week goes on to call in Armstrong, Kramer, Hovind, and ask them if they're in the support of this as the Republicans. Do we want real change or do you want the same old? So, you know,
let me ask the guy a question here, Scott. What do you think the change would be with Mike in there?
I don't know, maybe some of them shady things that Mitch McConnell did to Kelly Shabaka and Don Bolduc. I mean, our Republican Party.
And the Blake Masters.
Yeah.
Masters, which was really unforgettable.
He worked against us. So.
Great point. Interesting debate on that one. I'm sure Scott will have a lot of fun. Hey, I'll be in at Moonlight Bay in Cross Lake, Minnesota for a Party Animal book signing on December 8th. So anybody in the Brainerd Lakes area, I'll be at Moonlight Bay December 8th signing copies of my new book.
The book is Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and the Partisan Press. Jason, good to catch up. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay.
More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon, one of the busiest travel days of Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA is home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, like Swedish meatballs. How's that sound? NP Avenue today. Lasagna in Glendon or the 45th Street location as well. There is beefy noodles at 12th Avenue and I-29. Mac and beef for chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City as well. Harwood, Yulin, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you in for a great deal. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Nothing better. Epic Times. Recent story talked about an announcement that'll be Vancity, a company announcing that it'll be the first financial institution in Canada to offer its individual and business members a way to estimate the CO2 emissions that come from their purchases. The Visa card, credit card technology also provides education and behavioral nudging so that card users are not only informed about the CO2 emissions of their buying activity, but also told how to reduce them. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
This is happening.
Yeah.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Your credit card purchase, they're tracking, they're watching, and they're estimating your CO2 emissions and providing education and behavioral nudging so that card users are not only informed about the CO2 emissions of their buying activity, but also how to reduce them, told how to reduce them.
Are they doing that in China, too? India, Pakistan, the Middle East?
You know, Canada.
All of the developing world, anywhere, anybody?
Won't be long, and it'll be in the U.S. The author of The Great Reset and The Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda, Michael Rechtenwald, joins us to talk a little bit about this today. Michael, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. So how long do you think it'll take this to come from Canada into the U.S.?
Well, I expect that other credit card companies, other banks, are going to start issuing credit cards that have embedded in them carbon footprint tracking technology. So we're going to see this coming through the banking system first and foremost, and then it'll possibly become legal, and it'll become law, and the state will get involved. So this is a slippery slope. towards, you know, surveillance technology to track and trace all of our consumption patterns.
You warned about it in your book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda. So I guess it's not a surprise to you, right?
No, I knew this was coming, and, you know, it's going to come through the private, you know, through private enterprise first. And then, just like in China, where the social credit score system is really run by a private company, Alibaba Group, it'll be issued by, you know, corporations, these banks, and then it'll be tied into something legalistic, something in legislation if we're not vigilant and we don't prevent it.
All right, you raised two good points there. Vigilant and work to prevent it. Can this be stopped?
Absolutely. I mean, all we have to do is refuse it. So we got to watch the creep, you know, the creeping totalitarianism here. Basically, everything is being implemented incrementally. So this incrementalism makes it hard to notice when things are added and we don't, before you know it, we're totally hemmed in. So we need to prevent every encroachment upon our liberties that these kinds of technologies represent. And carbon footprint tracking, individual carbon footprint tracking is just one. The next phase is digital identity. And then after that, CBDCs or central bank digital currencies. All of these have to be refused. We cannot abdicate our will. We cannot allow this to creep in on us because before you know it, every move you make will be under surveillance and control.
How do you go about doing that when you say refuse it?
It's just a matter of refusing these technologies, refuse to use them, refuse the carbon footprint tracking technology. Don't accept credit cards that embed this technology. Don't sign on to any kind of carbon footprint tracking. You know, this is just, they're just using climate change as a pretense for, you know, inaugurating a complete totalitarian surveillance state. And once you recognize this is how leftist totalitarianism works, they always say what they're doing is for the greater good or the common good. And this is a disguise that masks the totalitarian ambitions of these people, of these elites. And so likewise, we just have to keep refusing them. And we can't, if nobody would use, for example, a central bank digital currency, it wouldn't have any effect. Similarly, we have to refuse this carbon footprint tracking.
And, I mean, is that something as simple as telling your credit card company that you opt out?
Yes, just if they put it on your card, just send it back. Pay off the bill and don't use it again. And find companies that do not abide by this. And similarly for the ESG, because the Environmental, Social, and Governance Index is going to be levied on every individual, as is being levied on corporations right now. So we have to pull our money out of banks that have that are abiding by the Environmental, Social, and Governance Index. This is happening. Many states are pulling out of the ESG. They're pulling their money from the asset managers that are controlling ESG funding, like the Vanguard Group and, of course, BlackRock, Inc. These companies are leading the way towards this new techno-totalitarian regime. We need to get our money out of ESGs in terms of investing, get to different asset managers that do not use ESG indexes and don't invest in ESG funds.
So in the case like, for instance, this financial institution in Canada that is offering this for individual and business members, the reason you'll know that they're doing this is they put it literally right on your credit card statement?
It'll be right on your, it'll be kept, yes. You'll basically be tracking your expenditures and everything you spend and calculating the carbon allowance that goes into that particular item. Like, say you bought 2 pounds of beef. Well, that has a certain carbon usage that will be associated with that. Or if you buy gasoline, or if you buy a new car and put a down payment on a car with a credit card, this will all tally into your personal carbon footprint allowance. And soon enough, it goes from being optional to being required. That's how this works.
The more I hear the word green and climate, the more I just think Trojan horse for totalitarianism, total Trojan horse. Oh, but we were trying to save the environment. But
it's about control.
It is about control.
It's about forced behavior.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's entirely about control. And one of the other things that is necessary is to, you know, is to really take on this climate science directly, which I do in the book. I can tell you that after much research, and I have a PhD in the history of science, I can tell you that it's nonsense. It's the worst, most fraudulent science that's ever been perpetrated. It's complete nonsense. So even though many, you know, all governments and, you know, at least half the population believe this, I can say that it's completely fraudulent.
And the second, on my credit card statement, something shows up in the form of behavioral nudging related to, hey, instead of beef, why don't you try, tofu?
Exactly.
I'm out of here.
Why don't you try insects? We'll be soon gone.
Yum.
But you know what? I'm still a believer in the free market system. And in my mind, that would prompt, somebody would say, hey, judgment-free credit card. You know, we're not tracking your purchases. Don't you think that will prompt some other options for the consumer?
Absolutely. That's exactly what will happen, and it's already happening in the ESG realm, where you have Vivek Ramaswamy has started a new company called Stride that, you know, directs your investments away from ESG companies. So this will be a new trend. This will be a new avenue for the free market to thrive, because this is not free market what these people are imposing on us. This is a kind of market control. It's not exactly state control yet, but that's where it's tending.
Most important thing you can do is inform yourself, be educated on what their designs are. You know, what is the global agenda, and what is the Great Reset? And what is this struggle for liberty that Michael writes about in his book, and just know about it so you can opt out and tell your family and friends to opt out and
absolutely
take care and go to the companies that that are not part of this at all. I mean, that's what I think we have to do, don't we?
At this point, we're not quite there yet, but we really need to start looking towards establishing a parallel economy that is outside of this network of ESG, carbon footprint tracking, all this, all these trammels and surveillance technology abiding companies. We need to look at, in our own lives, creating a parallel economy, buying from farmers directly, buying from local producers, people that are companies that are not abiding, that aren't buying into this and imposing these restrictions on us.
Well done, Michael. Appreciate your book and appreciate the update on this institution in Canada, because it'll be a matter of a very short period of time before it's here in the U.S. The book, by the way, is called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, Unraveling the Global Agenda. Michael Rechtenwald, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Be informed. Be informed. Brought to you today by Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. And remember, you get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and Shares your values. PatriotMobile.com.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have extended their Black Friday specials to today, also the Cyber Monday specials. You go to MyPillow.com, you're going to find, oh, for instance, the body pillow. Now, that normally would be $117.97. It's $39.99. The scarf, normally $49.98, $24.99. Be sure and use the promo code SCOTT, because that gets you the extra kicker of the discount. Six-piece towel set, normally $89.98, $29.99 with the promo code. Wow, what a deal. sleepwear on special, and much more. MyPillow.com, the don't forget the slippers, $90 off. $90 off when you use the promo code Scott, and they have new products for the women's slip-on slippers that are really good. MyPillow, you tell them Scott sent you. All right, our final segment, Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, Gene and Breria. What's on your mind? Tell me.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. And I just tuned in, and you're talking about climate change, or the author you had.
Yeah, he is well versed in the Great Reset and unraveling the global agenda, which includes the use of climate change, and talks a little bit about how Canada now has a bank where they tie your Visa card to your footprint.
Yep.
So that's what he was talking about today.
That just makes me laugh. That just makes me laugh, the whole idea of it.
I agree with you. It's crazy.
Yeah, your carbon footprint, and probably your shot certificate is coming also, you know, with this kind of stuff. But this is all fraud. Scott, how come we can't capture the natural gas off our oil wells in the western part of the state?
Well, we do.
CO2.
We do capture
But we're not doing enough of it.
Yeah, mainly that's a case of distance and gathering pipelines. You know, when you
we need a propane tank by every oil well. You know, instead of piping the CO2 to western North Dakota, how come we can't capture that and inject it into the soil? It's fertilizer. It's plant food. This stuff is all fraud. It's about population reduction. We are at the current rate right now, we're not replacing ourselves.
Well, that's a whole separate show, as we say, in the business.
Yes, it is.
You're absolutely right. It's something to be concerned about.
I thank you for having that fellow on.
Yeah, it's a very interesting conversation. You bet, Gene. Thank you. Glad you were tuned in. Somebody earlier asked me to read the Second Amendment. It's one sentence. Do you know that?
In order to the
genius of our...
What is it? In order to ensure...
It's just this. A well-regulated militia...
Yep.
Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
There it is. That's it.
Couldn't be any simpler.
Pretty basic.
Pretty basic. Shall not be infringed. The genius of this document, the Constitution of the United States and the amendments, knows no equal. It really is amazing. Maybe the Bible. Pretty phenomenal. The Athletic has come out with some guesstimates, I think is how I want to say it, on the NFC and AFC playoff picture. Number one seed, who do you think, Kev?
Oh, Philly.
Yeah. Number two, who do you think?
Vikings.
Yes!
Right now.
Exactly right. Vikes got that spot.
San Fran is in there.
They're third.
Yep.
Buccaneers at four.
At like 5 and 6.
Cowboys at 5, Giants at 6, Commanders at 7.
Yeah.
All right. AFC.
Number one seed AFC, Kansas City.
Yeah, man, they're good. 2.
Oh, Tennessee.
The Fish.
Oh, sure, Miami. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Titans at 3.
Titans at 3, yep.
Ravens at 4, Bills at 5, Bengals at 6, Jets at 7.
I'm surprised the Bills have fallen that far. They've had a few hiccups, but man,
they're 8-3.
I think it's Bills and Chiefs in the AFC title game again. We'll see.
I think it's a good football team. However, the caveat, much can change between now and the end of the regular season.
But big question for us, are Bison going to make it to Frisco again?
Well, they're off this week for the bye week, and now they can answer that question this coming weekend. So we shall decide. We shall see what happens in that regard. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. This is the Freedom Matters USA studio. Fascinating conversation today on many fronts, and appreciate your calls and texts, emails, all the commentary today. Thanks to Jason Lewis and Michael Rechtenwald and Bridget Riedel here earlier with the Flag Family Media, and Kevin Pfeiffer as well. Great guests, great conversation. Unfortunately, the time tells us we need to say goodbye till tomorrow. Kev, see you.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
Right, we'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.